Chris Jensen is a fractional CIO and CTO who solves business challenges by leveraging people, process, technology, innovation, and a ton of grit to bring them all together. Jensen Technology Group is a professional services firm using the fractional model that is focused on the unique needs of midsize and private equity-backed companies. Jensen Technology Group develops remarkable teams, creates agile solutions, and adapts to a constantly changing business landscape. We are very grateful to have Chris Jensen as a Lucent partner. Chris, very grateful that you are here with me. And first question for you is, what is your business?
Andrew, first, thank you very much for the opportunity to be here. This is wonderful. What our business is we provide virtual, fractional, and interim senior level technology leadership. And we do this specifically to mid-market companies that are in growth and scale mode. And where they need enterprise level leadership to strategically guide them to the next level.
What would you say really compelled you, Chris, to start Jensen Technology Group?
The first is let me start by saying, I believe it's a phenomenal time to be in the fractional space. There's lots of people who are doing fractional CFO, CMO, CIO, CTO. And so I think it's a great time and inflection in the market where people understand the value of it. But for me, I'd stepped into multiple roles where I've seen mid-market companies make costly and avoidable mistakes in the technology and digital solutions. And this happens because they need access to technology talent with the knowledge and wisdom to guide the decision-making process, but they don't think they can afford it. So that's one side of it. The other one is the value proposition I talk about is to the mid-market companies that cannot absorb the overhead of a full suite of CXOs, is do this on a fractional basis as an attractive alternative. What they do is they get the talent they need for a fraction of the cost. And then the last one is the compelling element for me is personally, is I get the ability to guide organizations at a critical inflection point in their growth curve. And where I can leverage my wisdom and knowledge that I've developed over the years to help them.
Absolutely. You have a lot of experience in the IT sphere, and it's always been, you know, super cool to see the work that you've done and in the places that you've worked and in the teams that you've led, you know, in this director of IT, now this fractional CIO role. How would you say, Chris, that you're leading the way with all the work that you're doing?
My answer is multifaceted, so stick with me for a minute. The first is organizations collect data, but only use around 10% of that data to make critical business decisions. What I do is I strategize with organizational leaders on how to leverage data throughout the organization to drive the business decision process. The second one is driving innovation throughout the organization as a change agent. How I do that is by continually scanning the horizon for new technologies that can deliver efficiency, agility, simplification, and innovation. And then the third one is I use my business acumen to engage leadership as a credible business partner. I'm focused on business outcomes. Technology is not always the right lever for me to pull to get to the right business outcome. And for me, I do this in very different ways than some of my contemporaries do. Some of my contemporaries are more focused on technology. And as I say, I'm focused more on business outcome.
You're a pretty talented guy, as we both know. And you've done a lot of great things, as we mentioned before, right? Director of IT, you have a lot of certifications. You know, now you're at this very executive level in the technology space. But what would you say, Chris, is the best service that you offer? Or what would you say is the service that you do best?
Yeah, it's hard to talk about, you know, what you do best, because there are a lot of things that each of us do best. But I have a relentless focus on innovation and leveraging cross-functional teams to bring new ideas and process to light. The other is building talented, highly engaging teams that love what they do and bring value to the organization. And then the last one for me is to apprise business leaders on distinctive technology capabilities that can drive revenue, create new opportunities, or mitigate or navigate risk.
What would you say the first problem is that you're initially solving for new clients that you begin working with?
Yeah, it really depends, Andrew. And the reality is I seldom come into a fractional role where technology efforts are humming along on all cylinders. Some people describe it as a dumpster fire in a lot of cases. I don't really look at it that way, but that's how it's been described. So the first thing I typically do is assess. And I do this by spending time learning, listening, and talking to key leaders in the organization and looking beyond the obvious. I call it a detective, where you're looking beyond what you typically see. My honeymoon period is typically very short or non-existent. I'm being brought in to solve a problem and to solve it quickly. So I have a playbook that I utilize to gain as much information as I can in a compressed time frame. Now, after that discovery period, I put the playbook aside and I develop a customized roadmap that focuses on getting the technology efforts humming on all cylinders for a company. And so I'm not focused on the playbook, I'm focused more on what does that specific company need.
With these mid-market clients that you work with, are there any specific industries where you've had the most success working in or you prefer working in?
I've worked in a lot of industries, and technology is generally industry agnostic. Yeah, there's some functions within an industry you know better than others. My background, I have extensive knowledge in construction, real estate, manufacturing, healthcare, professional services, and the entertainment industry. So I've played in all of those. I'm comfortable in all the ones that I've mentioned, but I'm not limited to them.
And what would you say, Chris, is the ideal conversation that you're looking to start with prospective clients?
Yeah, I'm going to borrow a title from Marshall Goldsmith's book, What Got You Here Won't Get You There. And for an organization to scale and grow, they need to think differently. They need to do things differently. And they must be willing to invest in the tools and process that will enable scale and growth. The conversation that I like to have with prospects is about what is limiting them today from scale and growth, and whether digital solutions or process improvements can be one of those tools they utilize to drive value creation. And I have a relentless focus on that value creation, because that's what makes a difference for these organizations.